Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hello, is that you, Lucy?
Yes, it is. How are you guys?
We're fabulous, Lucy. Welcome to the show. How are you going?
Yeah, great. Thank you. How are you?
We're fabulous. Look, I just wanted to say congratulations on getting the part of Mrs. Bucket in the upcoming musical Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's going to be so fun.
So you've been doing Carol King, the musical. You've been in Matilda. I mean, this role, how does it compare to other roles that you've had?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Like, it's I've been super lucky that I've had a big range of roles, but this is kind of, it's a similar role in style, I suppose, to Matilda, to Miss Honey, in that it's probably the one quite real and emotional role in the show, in amongst a lot of very sort of cartoon-esque characters. And I think that lends itself, you know, to the Roald Dahl style of the show.
How do you take something that's really fantastic on film, especially the Johnny Depp version?
Johnny Depp?
The Johnny Depp version of the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No.
You like the Gene Wilder version?
The Gene Wilder is unbeatable. Come on.
It is pretty amazing.
What do you think, Lucy?
Look, I'm a huge fan of the Gene Wilder version. That's what I grew up with.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It is a classic. I mean, that moment when he opens the door into the factory and you just see it for the first time, I remember that so clearly as a child. Mm. And you know, there's Roald Dahl is the only real children's author in my opinion.
You know, but I remember one of the characters in the original film, the better and superior film, where they're about to go into the factory and this obnoxious girl is chewing gum and she goes, "So, what kind of gum do you have?"
yeah, Veruca Salt.
I love that.
The Violet Beauregard.
Violet Beauregard. Yeah. That's right.
What kind of gum do you have? That's the best.
I know. She's awful. All of the kids are just mental monsters, aren't they? It's just wonderful.
You know what I would personally love to see? I would love to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory sponsored by the Diabetes Foundation.
Stop it.
That would be great.
Oh, I know. I'm terrified to go into the rehearsal process because I'm sure it will be just filled with
lollies everywhere.
I know. And whilst I don't have a sweet tooth at the moment, I'm sure that by the end of the show, I'll be completely addicted to sugar.
Amazing. Look, I can't wait for this. My daughter and I are massive fans of the musical. I've just been to see the Book of Mormon recently with my brother. Oh. Which is outstanding, and I just love it. So, yeah.
Charlie's probably a little bit less offensive than that.
A little bit, thank goodness. Yes. Thank goodness. Yeah. But I'm still going to bring my daughter along to see it, even though she's 20 years old. We love it. So, Lucy Maunder, thank you so much for joining us. Mrs. Bucket from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which starts on the 8th of January next year and runs at Sydney's Capitol Theatre, and you can get your tickets from charliethemusical.com.au. Thanks, Lucy. All the best with your run.
Thank you, guys.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.